Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled Extrovert or Introvert.
Who is more valuable to God, an extrovert or an introvert? Most of us would say an extrovert because those are the people with the outgoing personalities, the natural leaders, the people who never know a stranger. But that's a mistaken concept. First of all, let's define an extrovert and an introvert. It's really very straightforward. An extrovert is someone who recharges his batteries by being with people, whereas an introvert is someone who draws his energy from being alone. Let me illustrate. An extrovert comes home dead tired from work. He has a party to go to that evening. Even though he doesn't feel like it, he goes anyway. 3 hours later, the extrovert, who was so very tired, is the last one to leave. He's full of energy because he has been recharged by being with people. How about the introvert? She has an invitation to the same party, and reluctantly she goes. She enjoys talking to one or two close friends, and 30 minutes later, she's wishing she could go home. But the next night, she has an evening free to herself. Eager to redecorate her condo, she spends the evening making plans. When she finally looks at the clock, she's amazed to see that it's midnight. She's full of energy, because being an introvert, she has recharged her batteries by having time alone. Now, if it weren't for extroverts, we'd have a lot fewer parties and a lot less fun. But if it weren't for introverts, who would write the computer programs or the theology books? Being an introvert or an extrovert may affect your personality, but it has nothing to do with your value in God's sight. The Apostle Paul's desire in life was to lay hold of that purpose for which Christ Jesus laid hold of him. Use the gifts and talents God has given you, and you will fulfill his purpose, whether as an extrovert or an introvert.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.